history, but he also doesn't fear for the future of Central Illinois' banks.
You won't see the booms as high here. You won't see the busts as bad. I don't think there's anything going on with banking as an industry in this general location, in this central Midwest region, that's anywhere close to the problems that are happening in other places.
Still, WASB doesn't see a return to the strong earnings growth that banks saw in the middle of the decade. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Indiana lost 16,500 jobs in July. That was more than any other state except Florida and Georgia. And the 0.6% loss in jobs was the second highest in the nation. Indiana Economic Development Chief Nate Feltman blames high oil prices for job losses in the auto and recreational vehicle industries. But he says the state has recruited thousands of promised jobs that haven't come online yet. The federal agency says Indiana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate reached 6.3% in July, up from only 4.4% in July of last year. It continued a steady increase in joblessness over the previous 2 months. Illinois reported a 7.3% unemployment rate earlier this week. More than a year of freedom is over for a Colorado prison escapee who was arrested in Champaign. Police say 38-year-old Aaron Smith was working as a house painter under an alias. Assistant Chief Troy Daniels says an anonymous tip led detectives to Smith, who was taken into custody without incident yesterday at a Clark Street home. Smith was initially imprisoned for an assault in Colorado. In 1997, he tried to escape and received an additional 30-year sentence for the escape attempt and for assaulting a guard. Illinois Secretary of State says some of the best lessons in driver safety for young people can come from other teenagers. St. Thomas More High School in Champaign was chosen as the site to launch the second year of the Operation Teen Safe Driving program. It coincides with a series of stringent laws that apply to teen driving. They took effect in January, addressing areas like cell phone use and wearing seat belts. High schoolers across the state will develop posters, videos, and other means of getting the word out. Ainsley Reiser is a junior at St. Thomas More.
Our lives and the lives of many others can change in an instant due to a distraction. We've seen it happen. This program will hopefully create an awareness that we have a responsibility as a driver to drive the car, not answer cell phones or return any text messages.
Secretary of State Jesse White partially credits the program for a 52% drop in teen road fatalities through the first 6 months of this year compared to the same period in 2007. About 80 artists will take over downtown Champaign tomorrow for the 5th Annual Festival of the Arts. The artists are mostly from East Central Illinois. They'll exhibit paintings, sculptures, jewelry, and more. Laura Otterberry with the Champaign Park District says this year's festival features more artists than ever. She says they also have more live entertainment to offer.
The main stage will feature live musical entertainment. And then this year we've added a performing arts stage where we will have some acts from Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, and we'll have some dance performances. And we have a family stage where we will have storytelling and illusionists, just wonderful entertainment options for the entire family.
Waterbury says much of downtown Champaign will be closed to traffic tomorrow, including parts of Main, Neal, Chestnut, Church Park, and Taylor Street from early Saturday morning until late night. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 5:33. We get a look at our forecast for the weekend with meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Tom. Right now we have a temperature on Friends Plaza of 79 degrees. It's a beautiful evening out there, a mostly sunny sky, just a couple of clouds here and there, and the radar is quiet. We're not looking at any rain in the area. A few showers over Missouri and a few have headed into far southern portions of Illinois, but really they fizzle out as they get there. And as we look at the satellite, we have some scattered clouds, many of which are going to go poof right around sunset. There are just some that pop up during the heat of the afternoon and then die down as the sun goes down. And that's going to lead to a generally clear sky across the two-state area tonight, and temperatures dropping into the 50s. It will stay mostly cloudy, at least for a while, in far southern Illinois, but even there it'll turn partly cloudy. High pressure building in over the weekend, and it looks like into next week it'll be pretty dry as well. So you'll have to start watering the garden and maybe the grass, and keep the sunscreen handy as the sun is going to be out there in full force over the next few days. And the forecast for Illinois and Indiana tonight in far southern Illinois, mostly cloudy, scattered showers early, then partly cloudy. For the rest of the two states overnight tonight, mostly clear, and lows will generally be in the 50s, except mid-60s near Lake Michigan. Tomorrow, sunny. High temperatures throughout the two states ranging between 80 and 85 degrees. The details of the forecast for Champaign-Urbana tonight, clear, low 54. The wind light from the northeast. Tomorrow, sunny, high 83. Wind from the north, 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear, low 56. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 84. Sunday night, clear, the low around 60 degrees. Looking ahead to Monday, mostly sunny, high 87. Later next week, very warm and turning more humid. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush said today that the Cold War is over and the days of satellite states are behind us. The fact that he even had to say that is evidence of the hostile rhetoric surrounding the conflict between Russia and Georgia. And there is another issue complicating relations between Russia, Europe, and the U.S. Poland is a former Soviet satellite, now a member of NATO, and yesterday, Poland signed an agreement with the U.S. to